This is Poison Hodgson in an off-the-cuff interview with Alan Little, the creator of the True Voice system. A system that he's talking about called the True Voice system that I've just gone through in the past weekend, and I've got some good insights for myself, and I wanted to get together with Alan and kind of talk about his process and how he's gotten here and learn a little bit more about this new warrior brother. So, Alan, thank you for taking the time with me today, and I wanted to start out just giving you some space to talk about what inspired the creation of the True Voice product, the system that you've got, and learn more about you.
Great. Well, thanks, boys, and I'd be happy to talk about that. Yeah, what you see in my story in the True Voice system is the origin story of how it came to be. A few years ago, I was riding high, or so I thought, and then I hit a real low point in my life. Just a bunch of things happened that dominoed me and just really brought me down. And I realized from that the life I'd been living was one that was based on other people's expectations, on thoughts about what was success and what was failure. It was very outwardly driven instead of inwardly driven. So I was living life from the outside in instead of the inside out. And so when I hit bottom there, I was forced to take a close look at how I'd been framing success and failure. And I actually had, the way the True Voice came to me was I actually had what I can only call a vision. And it was very interesting, and I felt it was a bit hard to explain, but I was recently rereading Moore and Gillette, you know, King, Warrior, Magician, Lover, and they were talking about accessing the magician, that place of knowingness where it's sacred space where time stands still. They gave an example in the book of a man who was driving a car down a steep hill and hit a patch of ice and saw a car at a stop sign below him and knew he was going to tailgate that car, and suddenly went into a place of knowing exactly what to do, getting instructions on what to do to avoid that collision and successfully doing it. And the True Voice came to me in what seems like an instant, but it took me 3 days to write it down. And that's what I try to explain. And it came out of that really feeling that I had nothing left to lose and sort of hitting bottom and looking at the whole idea of success and failure and all of the things that we react to in the outside world, all that external stimuli, all those things that drive us, but also this sea of negative beliefs and the whole idea that, you know, of what life is supposed to be all about. And so that was really the impetus for it.
Thank you. And tell me about, and so you had a moment of clarity and this came to you and you got it down in 3 days. How long ago? When did this all happen?
The feeling when my life dominoed happened about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And about 6 months later, once I'd dug out from some of the disaster, there was a lot of doing in having to reorder and reorganize my life. This came to me in a moment of clarity. When I stopped doing and started being, this came to me. And I realized, you know, how powerful it was for me. And because I also realized, you know, my mission is to be of service. And so the next step was taking it to the world. And you were talking about, well, yeah, okay, so what's the difference between how it came to be and what you're facing now? So what I'm doing now is putting this process out there, beginning to market it, take it out to the world. And that is also scary because even though I'd gone through it with members of a private coaching group I'm in, and I'm a life coach, it's one of the things that I do, there is always the idea that, well, what if I put it out there? Some people aren't going to like it. It's been said that we teach what we most want to learn. And so this has given me a wonderful opportunity to deal with all those fears about opening it up to people outside of my own private circle.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you talk about in the True Voice was the kind of system of limiting beliefs, yes? And so what are some of the limiting beliefs that you're now getting in touch with as a result of where you are putting it out into the world?
Well, much of it is actually reflected in the dialogue that I have in the presentation, where the kind of limiting beliefs that come up are the things about who are you to be doing this? What if nobody likes it? I'm not blank enough, fill in the blank. But the interesting thing is, because I have my true voice, I can look at those and say, oh, okay, oh, it's you again. And I can actually just dissipate them, because I know what my true voice is. I know the core of me. I know why. I understand why I'm here. There's no confusion about it. True voice is not about banishing beliefs. There are some coaches that say all beliefs are bad, and I don't hew to that. We have positive beliefs too. Saying, looking at Mount Everest, if Edmund Hillary had not said, I know I can climb that mountain someday, he would never have done it. And so that's a positive belief. But it's the negative ones that seem to come to the fore, because we are literally swimming in a sea of negativity. There is so much what the media is broadcasting, what we're seeing out there, even getting together in a circle. You know, I hear men talking about their pain much more than I hear them talking about their joy. And so this is a way, in our language, to find the gold that's hidden behind the shadow, by understanding that the things that you were told were failure, and that you'd been taught to walk away from, to quit, are actually the source of your greatest strength. You may have failed, but there was something that was meaningful to you where you took the steps to try, to dare greatly, as Teddy Roosevelt has said, in that famous speech about the man in the arena. It was something meaningful for you to step out of your comfort zone and go try that thing, to go do that thing. And so understanding that has meaning, and that meaning is still there, even if you ran away for it, that meaning is still there, and it's a clue. It's a clue to who you are. It's a clue to what's important to you. Mm-hmm. And so if you can go back and revisit that within the context of saying, you know, there is something meaningful and something important in here, and I'm going to go back and find the lesson that's contained in there, because it's a clue to who I am.
Yeah. And the process itself is very interesting. It's a pretty simple process of questions and just a step-by-step exploration. And I found it it doesn't take all that long, but it was interesting to just go through those questions and have it revealed that the gift inside of the what I perceived as failure, what I perceived as the real difficult thing in my life. So it was an interesting process to go through. I definitely learned something from it about a particularly difficult time in my own past that I hadn't looked at in quite this way.
Yeah, that's great. You know, it's people have asked, how long does it take? And I always say it takes as long as it takes for you, because some people are willing to go take a look at that stuff, and other people are, you know, still have a lot of fear around it. Because one of the things that True Voice does is when you come out of it, you actually have words, you have a language, you have affirmations that are, you know, that are those clues to your character and to what's important to you, what you will and won't tolerate. Because a lot of what goes on is, you know, we can feel purpose, But if you're even if you're imbued with purpose, if you've got limiting beliefs that keep pushing you back, I consider that almost a curse. Knowing that I have this great purpose but not being able to get there. Because anytime something comes along, it buffets my little ship and throws it off course. If I can say, hey, these are the things that are important to me, this is what I want in my life, and this is what I will not tolerate in my life, then you know, you have much more clarity that will allow you to achieve the purpose that you found.
Cool. Yes, thank you. So tell me more about, so you, this happened a year and a half ago, you hit it, took 6 months, this came to you, you've put it all down, so what's happened since?
Well, there have been, life has continued to be challenging. My wife has stage 4 cancer, and we had to move from the ranch that we owned into town so she would be closer to medical care. There have just been a lot of things going on, and I've been working with private students and really test driving this and refining it, although it really has not changed very much from that initial vision that I had. And so I've really been thinking about what the message is. How do I tell people about this? It's easy to say that this is different, and I truly believe it is, but that could also be a throwaway statement. So that's what I've really been doing is test driving it with a smaller group of people. I've seen amazing results, and I was thinking about, you know, who would my next audience be? And, you know, I realized that, yeah, MKP, I've had discussions with some of the other leaders. I've also talked to some women that are in Women Within. And I thought, you know, this is the perfect group to start opening it up. Because, you know, you're a great example of that. You said, hey, I got through this in a couple of hours. But I know other people who haven't really taken a good look at themselves who just totally get stuck with this because the fear comes up and they can't get by it. And you may have noticed that this is roughly corresponds to the hero's journey. Mm-hmm. And not every step of it, but it really is a progression. It was created to walk you into that place where you could see your greatest strengths. And take you through it in, I hope, a compassionate manner. Because we're all dealing with the same stuff out there. I'm not any different than you are. I'm affected by all of the same things. And so, you know, I'm the everyman for the process, and I was the first guinea pig for it too. But I do believe it can have a lot of value for people with that language, because with the language of understanding who you are and what's important to you, I call it a little force field. You have a force field where the things that resonate with you will come into your field, and the things that don't, no matter how powerful they are, as far as, you know, people wanting things from you or trying to push you in a direction, you can say, nope, these are my boundaries. I'm not going to allow that into my life. And you can do it with love and compassion.
And what's next is it sounds like you're working with small groups now. You're getting ready to put together an audio CD. And how can I support you in just being in who you are right now?
Well, you are supporting me by giving me the opportunity to speak about it. And yeah, I'm feeling a lot of love and support with this, and I'm really excited about the potential to bring it to MKP and Women Within, because, you know, this is exactly the audience it's going to resonate with, because these are, you know, every one of us has already taken a courageous step, and this is just another part of our evolution. And I love the Man on Purpose program that Chris Kyle and Durrani are doing. And, you know, I feel like this could be a perfect plug into that, you know, in just you know, being men and women who are fully actualized, who understand what they're here for, feeling a great sense of purpose and having a voice to communicate that purpose, just really floats my boat, as you can probably tell.
I can tell, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking a little bit of time to talk with me about True Voice and what you're up to, and I look forward to keeping in touch and seeing what happens with it.
Great. Well, thanks. Thank you for the opportunity to speak about it again, and let me know what I can do to support you as well.